Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you on the Sabbath morning. We praise you for Jesus Christ and what he came to do for each one of us. We're here because we want to hear his words, words of life. So I ask that your Holy Spirit may use my voice, my thoughts, the words that come out of my mouth. May they bring honor and glory to your name. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Our beautiful flowers this morning were given by the Velasquez family. Three members of the Velasquez family are having birthdays on the month of April. And I'm so thankful for my wife, Carolina. She reminded me something. Sometimes I assume everybody knows what I know. And you see, the Bate family, they come to church for first service. Yeah, so many of you don't know them, right? And so I'm just going to quickly come over here and ask them, where do you come from originally? What country?
Uganda.
Uganda. And how long have you been living here in Temecula and North County area?
About 8 years.
8 years. Yes, and some of the kids go to Masaka, correct? How many of the children go to our school in Marietta?
Four of them.
Four of them. Okay. And we want to welcome them to our church. Amen? Yes. And thank you for being here this Sabbath morning. Catherine Middleton. Heard that name? Maybe more so like Kate or Katie Middleton. And Prince Williams. Wow, now you know who that is. They seem to be on the news every day. People want to know what kind of dress she's going to wear. They want to know who's invited to this very important wedding. They're keeping track of their every move, second by second. Incredible. I think it's going to break records, people watching all around the world. And if you're planning to watch it, you're going to have to stay up midnight or after midnight to see this. It makes me think of another event, far greater in importance, but that had very little news coverage. The King of the Universe was born in a manger in the city of Bethlehem, and nobody knew about it, except for some wise men. Some simple shepherds, and a group of angels that sang, "Glory be to God in the highest, and peace on earth and goodwill toward men." The Messiah is born. He's here. And I would think maybe, okay, they missed that event. But how about when John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." People would catch on, right? They would start following him and wanting to know who this man is. But even then, only a few disciples started to follow him. Okay, maybe with the miracles, changing water into wine, healing the sick, feeding the thousands with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. People would now know who he is. They would recognize him as the Messiah, the promised one, the Son of God. And still, people did not believe in him. They were afraid to follow him. They wanted more evidence. Show us more miracles. And then maybe we will believe in you. I'm thankful for John and Matthew and Mark and Luke. They took the time to report for us and to share with us what they had seen, share with us what they had heard, to share with us what they had touched with their own hands. The Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God was here among us. And they wanted to share this with the rest of the world. Why was it that these simple men believed and others just had such a hard time? Was it the message? Or was it the messenger? The way he was dressed, the way he talked, the way he lived. He didn't have a lot of money to buy nice clothes. He didn't drive or ride a nice horse. He walked everywhere he went. You see, people had a different expectation of the King of the universe. He was going to usher in a time of peace and prosperity to the nation of Israel. But they forgot to read the other parts that said that he would come like a humble servant to die, to suffer for our sins so that we could live. What was the message that he was preaching? Book of John chapter 6 tells us that Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I've come down from heaven to give you life. If you believe in me, you will not die forever. You will live forever." But that's not what they wanted to hear. The other message that Jesus was sharing, and it comes three times in this chapter, chapter 6 of John, "I will raise them up in the time of the end." A message of resurrection, a message of hope for those who die believing in what Jesus Christ has done. Amen? "I," said Jesus, "will resurrect him or her in the time, in the last days, the time of the end." Another message that appears in that chapter is, "The end is near." And he wasn't only speaking of the end of the world, but he was speaking about his end. His time was short. He had no time to lose. That was a message that people did not want to listen to. There was one more message. A message that we find in John chapter 7. If you have your Bibles, please open them with me. John chapter 7. verse 15 and 16. You see, they were looking for Jesus at this moment to kill him. They were seeking his death. And John chapter 7, verse 15 says, "Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. You judge me because of how I look, because of what I wear, because of what I say, because of what I do." And then verse 16 says, "And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me." Are we reading the same place? We're not, because I was in chapter 8. I'm sorry. Same thing, though. You're like, "Pastor Sam, it's not John chapter 7, verse 24. John chapter 7, verse 24. But it's the same message. Judge not according to what? To the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Judge not by what you see, but judge according to righteous judgment. You know what they were saying about Jesus? John chapter 6 and 7. Just read it to you. John 6:60 says, "These words are too hard. Who can hear them?" John 7:12, "He is a good man, but others said, he deceives the people." John 7:15, "How knoweth this man letters, having never been to school?" John 7:20, "The people answered, thou hast a devil. Who goeth out to kill thee?" John 7:40, "They were divided as to who he was." And you have your Bibles there in John chapter 7. Just go to verse 40. And it says this, "Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? He's a Galilean. Has not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was?" So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. No man laid hands on him. In part, because his hour had not yet come. When the officers who were looking for Jesus to capture him went back and said, "We can't take him," they were not happy. The priests and the Pharisees were not happy. Verse 45 says, "Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? And the officers answered, never man spake like this man." Never has anyone spoken like this man. You know why? Because never has anyone lived like this man. Never has anyone loved like this man. The Pharisees could not see in Jesus the Messiah. And I asked myself the question, why? Didn't they know the scriptures? Didn't they have all this information that pointed to Jesus as the Messiah? But Jesus himself told them, You have the scriptures, but you believe in them not. You don't believe them. You don't believe the scriptures. You do not keep the law of Moses. Therefore, you're looking to kill me. Do you find anything wrong in what Jesus was saying? I don't. And neither did Peter. And if you go with me to John chapter 6, verse 66. It tells us that from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will you also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Words of life. Where else will we go? You have these words of life. These same words are the words that God is using to change people today. Amen? Amen? Last week, what did we experience here? A baptism. Talk about change. Amen? And John is here today. Talk about change. Is this the same message that we proclaim today? Jesus' message? We proclaim that Jesus is coming again. Amen? And he's coming from heaven, because that's where he's at right now, at the right hand of God. Do we proclaim the message that the end is near? We do. The same message. Do we proclaim the message that in the last days Jesus will raise up the dead? Amen. That's the message, the Advent message of the resurrection. But there's a message I think we sometimes forget that was there in that chapter 6. It was the message, judge not according to what? To appearance. Judge not according to what you see, but judge righteously. You see, Jesus knew that this message needed to go to all the world. Amen? To all people, to all tribes, to all languages. And if we couldn't see in other people God's children, we would be in trouble in fulfilling this message, this mission. Amen? These words of life invite us to take this message of hope to all the world. And we are invited, as God's children, to share the words of life. With whom do we share these words? Do you share them with your neighbors? Don't be afraid. Do you share them with your coworkers? Don't be afraid. It's the most important news out there today. And you and I have the privilege of covering it. Yes, there are no CNNs or NBCs or CBS out there sharing with the rest of the world what Jesus Christ has done for John McGuire. But we are here to give witness and testimony of it. Amen? We are called today not to be quiet, but to share it. It's a message of hope. It's a message of love. It's a message that the world needs to hear today. And Jesus invites us all to be his reporters, to share it, because he's coming soon. Amen? He's coming soon. Words of life. Words that he wants to give to all human beings. Let's share it. Let's talk about it. And above all, let's live like we have hope. Amen? Let's live like we have Jesus in our life. Amen.